This sounds easy. You roll the ball and you knock down the pins. But anybody who's ever played a game of bowling knows it's really not that simple. So this summer, we're taking your health on the Pulse of New Hampshire on the road. Health contributor, personal trainer, business owner Jerry Blaze was with me when we tried to tackle the game and bowl a perfect 300. Hello, Jerry. We were not even close.
Hello. No, we were not.
Not even close. Even close. Okay. It was the first time both of us have been to a bowling alley in quite some time. I was in a league back in junior high school, but I have to say bowling does take skill.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not really a high-intensity workout, but it really is a workout.
Yeah, I mean, I would compare it to a moderate session on the treadmill, you know, for 30, 40 minutes or so. It's definitely burned some calories, and it is exercise for sure.
Now, people might say bowling, oh, yeah, that's easy. But it really, really, it's not. I mean, it does require muscle activity.
It does. You have to use a certain level of skill, and that takes a while to build that learning curve when you haven't done it in like 30 or 40 years.
I mean, it's kind of the same repetitive movement over and over and over. I mean, forget like hitting the ball down the gutter repeatedly as we did, but it is the same motion.
Yeah, it also, too, is just like, you know, when we apply the same methods with archery and then, again, when we do the guns, you do have to control your breathing. You do have to concentrate. If you all of a sudden start getting flustered like I was when you were killing me, then you
it wasn't by much.
Goes up and you, it was a lot. You killed me.
I mean, because you hit the gym, you work out all the time. But unlike weightlifting, were there any particular muscles that you, I mean, you're in great shape, but I mean, were there any muscles that you felt like were a little bit stressed or it was a little bit difficult because they're muscles that you wouldn't use on a normal daily basis?
Yeah, that certain motion when you have to release the ball and actually my lat muscle is still sore from last week. And I think I cracked a rib. I'm serious.
Now, let's make it clear here. We played two games. Who won both games? Who won both games?
You absolutely slaughtered me on both games.
I mean, it was very low scoring. We all know that 300 is a perfect game. We did play the candle pin. So the big balls, you know, it could be a little bit different. So would you classify this as a moderate or just a low impact sort of workout? I mean, it's a sport that most people wouldn't say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go do the sport of bowling. But it really is a workout if you're looking for something different in the summer.
Wait a minute. Did she just ask if bowling's a workout?
It's a
do you think curling in the Olympics is a workout?
I'm sure it takes a lot of skill. It's the same sort of
gets the muscles
same
working.
Sort of basis.
I'll let you take it.
It does require some muscle activation. There's definitely some calories being burned for sure.
What about when you have a cold beverage and while you're bowling?
Okay, so
that would require more skill.
But if you do laugh, as we did, laughing, you do burn up to 40 calories per like 20 minutes. So you can add that up here. So Jerry, next week we're taking your health to the shooting range. I'm so very excited about this. Now you were in the military, so you have experience with firearms. I do not. Now, how should I mentally and physically prepare for something like this? Because this is actually growing. A lot more people are going to driving ranges or to shooting ranges for fun.
Yeah, you're going to love it. You're going to really love it. But there are some basic fundamentals that they'll give us some basic instruction. I mean, I haven't touched a gun in 30 years. You've never touched a gun. But there are some basic things that we both need to know, and you just have to really respect the weapon. Respect it. Always assume it's loaded. Keep it to the ground at all times. You know, things like that. And that's all. That's pretty much it. I mean, once you start shooting, you go and you start hitting that target, you're going to be really fired up, and you're going to have a great time.
I mean, you got to think it mentally. It's just as much of a workout. It's kind of almost like archery.
It's very similar to archery. It's controlled breathing. It's, you know, when you pull that trigger in conjunction with you're keeping yourself calm and focused. It's a lot of the same principles apply.
So, Jack, what last time you bowled, what was the score you got?
Well, first of all, I got the ball in the right lane, unlike you, where you threw it in the other lane. I don't know the score. I was actually pretty okay at it.
You were okay. What, like 50?
Oh, no. If you want to go bowling, Corey, we'll put the money down, and you'll be buying drinks.
Oh,
I don't know.
Corey, seriously.
I should bring this up that we opted not to have the bumpers. We wanted the gutters. And right away, I was throwing gutter balls.
Away. Good fun stuff. Well, you two keep it up. Thank you very much, Corey. Great stuff, Corey.
Thank you, Jerry. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Have a good weekend.